Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard. We are celebrating Christmas in the Caribbean. We are having the time of our lives. Now we have fast forwarded a day. It's early in the morning, getting ready to do dive number one of the day. And one of the benefits of coming on a liveaboard trip is that you meet a lot of interesting people from all around the world. Now, we had talked to Vic earlier in hour one, and you heard he's quite a colorful character. He's become kind of my part-time sidekick this week. And Vic is obviously not from, where we are in Florida. Once again, where are you from?
So, few hours west of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I recognize the accent from Indiana, right? It was Indiana?
Actually, it was India.
Oh, India, right, close enough. All right, so anyway, he's from a little bit outside the norm of what we interact with, but he's quite a fun guy, and he's brought part of his culture onto the boat. He talked about this yoga thing, but not just any yoga, laughing yoga, and this is a technique you use to get fired up every day for your day of diving on the liveaboard.
Absolutely. So, like, we are celebrating Christmas in Caribbean.
Right.
And, like, Santa, you associate him with ho, ho, ho.
Right.
Ho, ho, ho! There you go. And now we bring a different aspect to that, and we brought something, exercise in the morning to make everyone happy, and it's called laughing yoga.
Okay, so this is actually an exercise, this laughing yoga. It's not just to make you happy, or it does both. It makes you happy, and it's also a form of exercise.
Absolutely. It is something that changes your perspective on everything once you perform it in the morning.
Okay, give us a sample there, Vic.
All right, so we get together as a group, and then we do different laughs.
Different
laughs. So,
hey, what's my motivation to laugh?
Motivation to laugh is it's gonna make you happy throughout the day, and your dives will have a different perspective.
Okay.
So now I'll give you an example. One of the laughs we did yesterday was, as a group, we started our laughs with, let's say somebody told you a joke. It's like the best joke you've ever heard.
Right.
And you've got no care in life, and you're going to just laugh with you, throwing your hands in the air, and it's the biggest laugh you have ever had. So join me in doing this,
okay.
All right?
All right.
So we're going to have our hands very clearly off to the side, and we're going to be like, ha, ha, ha,
everybody, one,
ha, 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 ha,
okay, obviously we've lost our minds here, yes, on the Turks and Caicos Explorer too. But yeah, actually, you feel it in your...
You feel it in your gut, and you got to bring it out. And then there could be something as, like, you know, like you... Let's say Greg just told me a dirty joke, and my wife is standing...
What are the odds?
Very slim to none, but we are hoping that happens later on. But, yeah, like, yeah, let's say Greg told me a dirty joke, and my girlfriend is standing next to me, and I can't tell her what happened, so then how would you laugh?
That's good.
So you got to have those different laughs.
Now, what's the joke? I want to hear the joke now, though.
Well, we are on the air.
Oh, that's right. We can't tell it. It's dirty. I forgot. Yeah.
You can't do it.
Now, but whatever motivation you use that to channel the type of laugh, and that affects how it makes you feel. So, like, if you need some motivation, maybe you get up in the morning on the boat here, you look in the mirror, and you haven't put your clothes on yet. Well, wait, no, that caused you to cry.
Well, that was when you came up.
Me.
That was when you came up.
So then they laughed.
Yes.
And I thought they were doing laughing yoga. They were just laughing purely out of the visual stimuli they were receiving, I guess, right?
Yes. Yes. It was a wonderful scenery, I guess.
Well, I don't know about that. But that's a mental image we just packed, we just painted for everybody, and they're going to hate us for
that. But there was sun, right?
Yes. That's right. Let's not go back into what's in my pants and all that stuff. We dealt with that earlier in hour one. But yeah, this is a cool little cultural exchange that Vic has brought to the table here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You guys all like that, right?
Absolutely.
I've never experienced laughing yoga before I did my dive, so we'll have to see how this kind of affects our dive. I mean, it works for you.
Absolutely.
You're smiling all day.
Absolutely.
Is that your secret, is laughing yoga?
Laughing yoga it is.
Okay, all right. So,
a little bit of bourbon.
A little bit of bourbon, of course. You mix the two in, and then you are good to go 24/7 for sure. So what are you looking forward to seeing today?
So I heard that we are doing double D's again, and you can never have enough of double D's.
Right. It goes back to the old dirty joke thing.
Not really.
No,
just
not
in
really.
Life, you just can't have enough of double D's.
Okay. That is true. Yeah, this site has two mounds, which would be appropriate, I guess, for this particular dive site in the Turks and Caicos.
And for whatever reason, we keep preferring the right one.
It's slightly larger.
It is.
Yes. Yeah, and actually, this is going to be the second time we've done this site. Because of the weather, we came back to the site. But yeah, like you said, you can't get enough.
You can't get enough. You keep going to it, and you keep looking at it, and you keep admiring it in so many ways.
And now, you're making me very uncomfortable. So I will say that we ought to go back to laughing yoga or talk about the critters we saw on the double Ds. Like, well, that turtle that swam in to the group literally swam right up to Shaw. I thought that the turtle recognized her. It swam right between our group. This big, massive, what was it, Brittany? A loggerhead, or what'd she say? A hawksbill.
Hawksbill.
Yeah. And so it swam up. This big, massive turtle swam right up into the middle of our group, but swam directly to Shaw, the dive master.
They and definitely had a moment over there.
Yeah, and I'm like, what's going on? And it swam right up into her face. She held her hand up, and it was like he put his chin on her hand. I was like, what the heck is going on? And when we got back up to the surface, I said, is that a turtle you recognize that is a kind of like a Turks and Caicos family pet or something? And she goes, no, that just, it freaked me out too. Shaw, what about that turtle you saw here on the double D? What was the deal with that?
Oh, I really, really liked it. We saw one.
He swam right up to you, put his hand in his head is in your hand. I was like, surely this turtle.
I do. We always see it around a double D.
Yeah.
So it depends on your luck.
But do you have a name for him or no?
Bob.
Bob. Okay. She just kind of looked around like, Bob, yeah. We just named him Bob.
Yeah, I really like this. It's a hawksbill turtle, actually.
Yeah.
He came right onto my hand. I had it outstretched and he came right on me.
He did. I thought, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
That you had to know this. So you had recognized him, but you guys don't necessarily have a name for him until you, you just named him Bob, I guess.
I knew it was him because it was a size, or because of his size, and I knew he was a male. He had a really long tail. So
yeah. And the only man you can think of that size is Captain Bob?
Bob? No, not Captain, just Bob.
Just Bob. Okay, that's just Bob. All right. Yeah, what do you think of this laughing yoga technique that Vic brought to the boat this week? Did you like
it? I really liked it. I wish I could join.
You
can.
Yeah.
You need some motivation. Laugh. Just do it right now. See, that's all she needed. She just told her to laugh, and it was funny. She just kind of looked at Vic and just started laughing.
I tell you what, I really like this week just because everyone in the morning when they get up from bed,
right,
they're smiling already. They're so excited for the day. And with this laughing yoga, kind of
sets the mood, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it makes it fun for everybody, including the crew. Well, Shaw, I look forward to going down and doing double D again today. Who knows, we'll see Bob if we're lucky. And, you know, Bob kind of cruised over to her, put his head in her hand, and then just like, hey, what's going on, Sha? And then he moved on and swam around this ledge, sunk down, and just, you know, parked himself right under this ledge and just sat there for us while we all took his picture right next to a nurse shark who did the same. And this is the kind of interaction you get with some of the marine life here in the Turks and Caicos. It's pretty remarkable because I don't know if they're just acclimated to the divers and not skittish or whatever, or they just like the spot and we happen to be there too. It's pretty much an amazing experience, isn't it, Vic?
Absolutely. For a new diver such as myself, I am just amazed with all the different creatures. They are coming right up to you. We have seen N number of reef sharks coming very close. Great experiences. Sharks, turtles, rays. I saw you shaking hand with the lobster. Like, I think you knew him from last trip or something.
Well, the lobsters and me kind of go way back. And, you know, you have to be one with the lobster if you are a lobster slayer like myself. And that's a whole nother thing. So, look, we got more coming up here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's Christmas in the Caribbean. It's the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures. It's amazing.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places, make new friends, do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at naui.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I love this Christmassy time of year.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Buble.
Are you ready to sing a little Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Ah, jingle bells, jingle bells. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am on the backside of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. This is the dive deck. And literally, we're at the end of dive number 3 off of West Caicos. Right, Captain?
I didn't hear the question.
Wes Caicos.
Correct, Wes Caicos, yes.
Now, we're sitting here. He is dressed up as a captain, as he should, and he has a sword to match, and you are welcoming all the divers back on the deck as long as they surrender the booty. Is that what's going on? Depends on the passenger.
In the Me Too era, I can neither confirm nor deny my intention.
Okay, fair enough. So we're going to talk to some of the divers as they literally come up from the dive at Spanish Anchor. Now, it also happens to be the two showers are back here as well. So not only are we going to welcome the divers, we're going to share showers with everybody on the boat. So it's a pretty communal thing back here in this particular part of the vessel, isn't it, Cam?
Again, with the Me Too thing, I can neither confirm nor deny my intentions.
Yeah, that's why he's a captain. What's that?
Is that microphone on?
No, not at all. Not at all. How you doing? How'd you enjoy that dive, John?
Good. Excellent. Really interesting anchor.
Yeah, you found the anchor, the Spanish anchor down there. There are a bunch of them, actually, aren't there?
I saw the one.
The one. So you just found one. Okay, well, I'll let you go.
The wall was just spectacular.
Excellent.
Lots of sponges.
Nice viz.
Nice viz. Yeah, it looks beautiful here right now. You know, we're really looking forward to doing some more diving on this particular site. One of the hot spots here off of West Cape Coast is the Spanish anchor, is what they call it. And literally, Captain Bob is wearing a pirate's outfit right now. And not only is he wearing that, but some of the passengers were offered the appropriate duds to, you know, make for a colorful video underwater with these extra, I don't know, what are you, pirate uniforms? What do you call this stuff?
Haberdashery.
Yes, that's what I meant.
And that comes from a non-word person.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a non-word person. It's amazing how much more articulate he is than I am. So,
Electrox coursing through my brain.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
Liquid vocabulary.
There you go. Now, once again, they have two hot showers on the back end of the boat, too. So you get out of the water. You walk up the you hand the captain or whoever's working the dive deck your fins, and then you walk up, take your gear off, and then come back down here, and they got these two hot water showers on the back of the dive deck as well, and you can use those to warm up, especially if the dive cooled you off a little bit. Now, I have this guy. He just had one of the showers. Can you vouch for their effectiveness?
They are nice, and they are snugly warm.
Snugly warm. How do you like showering with everybody else on the boat?
I've been spoiled rotten.
Yes, it is one of those things you got to mark off the list and, you know, keep your hands to yourself kind of things, too. No, everybody keeps their clothes on, I think, as far as I know. But they're having a good time. They're coming up out of the water. We got more divers coming up. Hey, look, that looks like... Brittany, what? Let's see, is she a Welch?
The damsel in distress today.
Damsel in distress, right? Mm-hmm. A wench, pirate's rent wench. No,
you're going too far with that.
Okay, sorry, went too far. That's what I do. It's just what I do. Brittany, so she literally just came up out of the water. She's gonna go take her gear off, and then she's gonna come down and take a shower with everybody. So that sounds a little strange, but it really isn't. It's just what you do to stay warm if it's a little cool or if you've got a little chilled during the dive. The weather has been perfect here for Christmas in the Caribbean and the Turks and Caicos, but it is December, so if the wind's blowing a little bit, it can put a little chill to your bones after diving, but they fix you up with some hot cocoa if you need it or whatever. Right now, it actually is pretty dang-on warm. We have very good conditions, so it feels very nice to just come up, take your gear off, wash the salt water off in the shower, and then get ready for the next dive. That's pretty much the routine of what we do, right, Bob?
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Okay, fair enough. Dot is coming up. She is Brittany's co-cabin cohabitator. I think that's potentially what it is. How was the dive, Dot?
Fabulous.
Fabulous, yes. And you are dressed as what?
I haven't figured it out. Pirate.
Pirate or pirate rent wench or no? She's looking at me wrong as well. That's not proper English, is it, to say wench, pirate rent?
No, not these days, no.
Yeah, I didn't think again. Okay. See, I'm used to getting that look, but, you know, I don't. Yeah, pirate, she's a pirate. Everybody's a pirate. You could be a pirate, too.
on the Spanish Anchor. Vic, he's enjoying the showers, the communal showers right now.
Excellent. They're great showers. You can do it solo or you can do it with somebody.
You prefer a group shower, right?
A group shower, we believe in conservation, so we save some water and we shower together.
All right, there you go. It's just what divers do, at least on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You really get to know everybody on the boat, your fellow passengers, in ways that you didn't think possible. But it's a good thing, and you become friends for life, whether you like it or not. Renee, would you agree with me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You are a pirate.
Show up as a stranger, leave as a friend.
Yes, like exactly. It is. That's how it works. Now, are you a pirate wench, or...
Not exactly.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe at once I'd get it right, but you're just a pirate.
Exactly. Okay.
Everybody's just a pirate.
It was a hell of a dive.
Yeah. Find the Spanish Anchor. One of a few.
Exactamente. Aquí estamos buceando en el Caribe y encontramos Ancla.
Ah, so he just said I look like a shoe with cheese on it. Once again, I did flunk out of Spanish in college, so I could be incorrect there. How many anchors on this particular site, you think, Bob? Isn't there a bunch, if I remember correctly?
There's
the main one.
There's one conspicuous one, and there's been a couple of sightings further to the north. Not too many, though they have tested this one, they tell me, and it does date back to the Buccaneer days. So,
yeah,
it,
like Christopher Columbus type stuff, or earlier?
Well, about that, I guess. Probably more recently than that.
Yeah, actually, this area was featured on Cooper's Treasure last year on Discovery Channel. You know, we had that guy on who does that TV show, and they did some stuff here in the Turks and Caicos. That's where we're diving. So you could be down here and diving off of West Caicos and see a gold doubloon or something if you're lucky, right? But you don't get to keep it. It goes directly to the captain. It goes back to when they get back on the boat, they must surrender the booty. That's what you're referring to.
They surrender the booty unless Lloyd's of London insured it.
Yes.
They claim it then.
Well, there you go. Now, Bea is one of the dive masters on the boat as well. She's holding a blue-footed booby that she's been sticking on people. Who got stuck with that thing this time?
Well, Vic got stuck with him for a little bit, and then I tried to move him around, but it didn't work in my favor too well. He caught me.
Kind of boomeranged back on her, and they stuck it on her. It's a little fun game they play with the crew and the passengers here on the Turks and Caicos. Christmas in the Caribbean, more coming up next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Whoa, we got some water coming in here, folks.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, live aboard Christmas in the Caribbean. And you know, one of the cool things for me personally, on top of the diving, the new friends we get to make, are the old friends I get to catch up with. And one of those happens to be Mia from the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 crew. How are you, Mia?
I'm doing great.
Now, your role this week is what?
I'm the purser.
Purser. So she's in charge of all the money, and she has fancy purses, too, I think. I don't know.
Just one really big one.
Yeah, there you go. The most important one. But, you know, one of the things that Mia does in her spare time when she's not working with Explorer Ventures is she has her own wetsuit line. And this is a wetsuit line you created. We talked to you about this a couple years ago. It's very much in its infancy. And now here you are. You were at Las Vegas at the DEMA show showing off your Truly brand. Is that what it is?
Yep, Truly wetsuits for women.
Yes. So, and the advantage is you have every size of manageable, and you can, you know, outfit any woman no matter what their dimensions.
Yep. That's my new product line. It's the, I have two new products since the last time I talked to you.
So yeah.
The Truly Full, the Beautiful. It's a 5.5 millimeter fleece lined wetsuit, and it's available in 21 sizes.
Wow.
Yeah. So my goal is to create wetsuits for every body.
There you go, everybody. I get it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it's like, it's not custom, but it almost is, isn't it?
Yeah, the sizing system is very different from your traditional sizing wetsuit sizes. So usually women will fit two sizes, even three sizes, just depending on their shape.
Mm-hmm. but you saw this need because she was like, look, I'm tired of seeing all these women come on my boat and they got all these baggy wetsuits and things, and you came up with a solution, and here we are a couple years later, and the business is doing well.
It's doing great, yeah.
A website you could go to and find out more about this wetsuit brand just for women is?
Trulywetsuits.com, so T-R-U-L-I and wetsuits with an S.
There you go. And you would sell them to guys, but you're really just making them
right
for
now,
women.
Right now I'm designing wetsuits for women, but I will do the men's line eventually.
Well, there you go. So keep an eye on that. And see, just one of the added benefits, being able to catch up with some old friends here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you!
All right, we got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
It is the season to give the gift of scuba, and can you think of a better thing to do than to give the dive buddy on your list a trip to the Turks and Caicos on the Explorer 2 live aboard? I can't think of a better gift. And, you know, the bonus is usually when you do this, you have to go with the diver. They want you to go with them. So it's a win-win, and obviously this is the season to do that kind of stuff. Now, a couple of the divers on the boat with us. We got Jess and Mark here, and you guys are from Tennessee, right, Jesse?
You got it. Clarksville, Tennessee.
Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
And you guys are dive buddies. You've been doing your own thing pretty much the whole trip and kind of come from the tech diving community. Is that fair to say, Mark?
We do. We kind of latched on to each other several years back, and we kind of like enjoy diving together.
And Jesse, your mom and pa have a dive shop in Tennessee, is that right?
What's
the name of it?
Yes, my stepdad and his partner Rich. They have a dive shop in Tennessee. It's Water Dog Scuba and Safety.
All right, so you have nothing to do with the dive shop. You just take all the trips that they get and go on them.
I'm just a customer.
God bless you. That is a good gig to have. Now you've been around the block a few times, or so since you have that connection, I guess. So this isn't the first liveaboard adventure for you, but how would you rate it?
Oh man, this thing scale 1 to 10, they're like a 10.5.
Excellent.
This place is great.
What do you like so much about it, you think?
Well, for me, the thing that's really set this boat apart is the crew. I mean, they are super nice people, very laid back. Act more like friends than like they're taking care of us, you know, which they're doing a great job taking care of us. So.
Yeah, well, they're very accommodating. So you guys kind of hang off by yourself because you're a little bit more on the technical side of diving, and I see you guys kind of going off by yourself doing your own thing as a buddy team, and they're very accommodating with that. They don't really, you know, have like a strict guideline like, hey, you have to do this and follow us and do this, this, and this. They're like, okay, what's your skill level? Tell us what you want to accomplish this week, and they pretty much let you do what you need to do, right?
That's right. They've, not giving us a hard time. They're checking on us, you know, making sure we have everything that we need. And other than that, they've got our back.
There you go. What's been the highlight for you think, so far as critters and stuff that you've seen underwater?
Well, it's hard to narrow it down to just one because there's been so much of it, and it's been absolutely amazing. There was our last night's night dive. We kind of waltzed into the middle of a feeding frenzy, which has to be my most memorable night dive.
Was that a good thing or just a memorable thing? You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, it was a good thing.
Okay. I just want to clarify.
It was a good thing for me to watch. It was a good thing for the fish to eat.
You just didn't want to be between them and the food, but it was fun to witness that you know, nature at its best at that moment,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've just had an absolute time of my life here. You know, I know that there's another passenger who brought his non-diving wife, and my wife actually bought this trip for me as...
It's a gift for Christmas. Christmas in the Caribbean. She gave it to you, what I was just talking about, right?
Absolutely. And I love her to death, and I only wish she were here.
No, wait. Let me get this straight. She gave you a trip to dive on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. So the gift was to you, but maybe the gift was to her because she sent you away?
Quite possibly. I'm not going
to... How long have you been married?
We're in April, we'll be 32 years.
Well, that explains it right there. I'm right there with you, my friend. I hear what you're saying. But then it is. Giving the gift of scuba is the ultimate gift, isn't it, during the holidays for diving?
For me, it is. I mean, she knows how much I actually love to dive, and she's always, you know, taking great care of me, and, you know, she's the apple of my eye, and I don't tell her enough, but I love her.
Well, there you go. She's listening right now, and he's trying to brown nose, as he should, after 32 years of torture for her. Yeah, I'm with you. You know, we kid. You know, having Scuba Radio on board, has that been a bonus or a detriment in your view? What do you think?
It's actually been a bonus. In fact, we've loved, you know, interacting with you and Santa Scuba Pro, Renee, and
well, he kind of saved your dive, didn't he?
He actually did. I developed a bad blister on my foot from some of the hard booties I was wearing, and he had some experimental scuba fins out here that he's let me borrow for a couple of dives and really, you know, helped me enjoy the dives here, and number two, earn the Ironman Award for participating in every dive.
That's right. Yeah. We got five divers on the boat that have done every single dive. We're actually on the last three. It's nighttime. They're getting ready to do another night dive. This will be the last night dive of the cruise. And then we got a dawn dive, and then we got one more dive. And then you've done all,
27 dives.
27 dives. And Brittany is right there with it as well. So they've already given out the certificates, but they can revoke your certificate if you bail on the next couple dives.
I don't see that happening.
You guys are dedicated. You're on a mission, and God bless you for it. Well, I'm glad Renee from Scuba Pro was able to salvage your diving for the week and keep your blisters at bay.
Yes.
By bringing some extra Scuba Pro gear on board. A little Christmas in the Caribbean gift. To you.
Absolutely.
And it's been a pleasure diving with you guys, and I'm glad we got to meet, and maybe we'll do it again sometime, right?
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
You got it. All right. Let's see. Where is Brittany? She's gearing up for her night dive. What are you doing, Britt?
I am so pumped for this dive. I cannot wait.
She is a walking zombie right now because she's done every single dive. And you have that look on your face like, I'm very happy, I'm a little punchy, because it takes a little out of you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It's funny, I laid down after I got my award, and my roommate came in, and Dot, and she said, oh, they're gearing up out there. And I literally looked at her and said, oh, screw it, I already got my award. But I decided to come out because...
Yeah, they will revoke your certificate if you try to do
that. They're going to shred it right in front of me. Yeah,
it won't be that. They will kick you off the boat.
Oh,
and you will have to swim back to shore.
Maybe I'll have to walk the plank or something.
Yes, exactly. That's pretty much how it goes. It's a whole pirate kind of thing.
Yeah.
Night dives have been pretty exciting, haven't they?
So exciting. I hope that this one gets pretty sharky, because the last ones have been extremely sharky.
I typically don't do the night dives because it has a tendency to interfere with my free drinking on board.
Yeah.
So, but you actually roped me into one. We had a great dive the other night, and we saw some serious shark action out there, didn't we?
We did, and you got serenaded by my singing.
I did. I guess you could call that serenading. It was something. She was doing her, you know, swan song to the marine life or something.
It was my shark call, yes.
It worked. And they were all over the place. But, yeah, you're looking for some more of that kind of stuff. They're very active at night, these Caribbean reef sharks, nurse sharks, God knows what else.
It is, yeah. The Explorer Ventures, Explorer 2, Turks and Caicos, if you want to come to a spot where it is extremely sharky and they do not do any type of chumming or artificial feeding whatsoever, if you just want to go to a great spot for a shark nursery and see them in their little feeding frenzy in their own element, this is a place to go.
Yeah. On the night dives.
Yes.
And during the day, they just kind of cruise through checking things out. I got a couple flybys today and got that on my new GoPro Black 7. And I think I got some good footage put up at scubaradio.com. You've been shooting stuff too, right?
I have, yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see all of the footage that I got. Really, really exciting. And like I said, again, this is the best. I've dove in a lot of places throughout the Caribbean, and this is by far the best place that I've seen the shark diving with no artificial feeding whatsoever, which that's huge. And I know that that's becoming a bigger thing to a lot of people.
Well, there you go. And you know, I did hype it up a lot for Mermaid Brittany. Is by the way, she would prefer to be called, what, Brittany the Gypsy or Gypsy? What did you say?
The Aqua Gypsy.
The Aqua Gypsy.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, if you'd prefer that over Mermaid, I'm fine with that.
We're Aqua taking on a new persona here.
Yes. She travels the world and she makes friends, you know, with marine life all over. I don't know, something like that. We'll have to come up with the next phase of your marine life superpower, your scuba superpower. Yeah, right. Something like that, right?
Yeah, serenading sharks. That's my superpower.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, all right. Well, we'll have to get that on tape, too. She's a singer. I was going to say good singer, but then, you know, I don't know. We were underwater. I have to hear more of it before I give you the thumbs up or two fins up or down. You know what I mean?
It depends on how socially lubricated I am, yes.
Yes. Remember, the booze is included here on the Explorer Adventure crew, so it can facilitate that. All right, get ready for your night dive.
Okay, Greg, that's the sound of diving.
Yes, that's the sound of diving. We also have Bea. She's one of the crew people here, and she's actually working towards maybe potentially being a captain someday, right?
I am. I currently hold my 110, and I'm testing out for my 210 in February.
And Bea has just been a magnificent crew member here, along with everybody else. And look, we got to take a quick break and wrap things up here next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving Christmas in the Caribbean on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard. Man, it doesn't get any better than this.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures Liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures Liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Elves, elves, elves. Elves, elves.
Santa doesn't shop at Toys R Us. Doesn't have to fight the Christmas rush.
Yeah, he's on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 this week. Scuba Santa made an appearance, not the drunken version that we typically have, a more respectable version of Scuba Santa, made a lot of the passengers very happy. Vic, you'd back me up on this, right?
Absolutely, sir. Great time. Scuba Santa has put smiles on the faces.
Literally. There you go. We made all the good little scuba diver boys and girls very, very happy this week. Thanks to Renee from Scuba Pro. Thanks, buddy.
How are things?
Yes, they're great. You know, it's kind of sad being towards the end of our little adventure, but we've made a lot of great memories, a lot of great new friends, haven't we?
Excellent week. Super fun. Lots of practice on skills. A lot of fun.
Yes. Excellent now, diving. You know, one of the things that we haven't talked about, well, I haven't talked to Stan the Man, the cook here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard, but I got him with me right now to wrap things up. And Stan, you know, you really play a major role in the satisfaction that everybody has on this adventure with the food you make for everyone. I mean, it never fails to amaze me how great it is and the rave reviews. Do you ever get bored of hearing that?
No.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so.
I appreciate it.
Yes, well, as you should. I mean, all the accolades, you know. I mean, you've been doing this for how long now here on the Turks boat?
Now on the, for about 34 years.
34 years. So he knows how to make a good roast, soup, you name it, he can make it. And does special, you know, requests sometimes. But you don't need to change anything. Just come here hungry, and you'll go home with at least a 6 or 7 pound souvenir, thanks to Stan the Man. You hear what I'm saying?
It doesn't swell my head because I know I love cooking.
Yes, well, you can tell. You can tell, you know, and Stan has been doing this for a long time. Are you a little disappointed I didn't bring any mermaids with me this time?
A little bit. A
little bit?
But you got to kind of good-looking mermaid, Brittany's.
Well, Brittany, yeah, well, she wants to be the scuba gypsy instead of a mermaid. I guess we'll allow that, won't we?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. We got Stan the Man's seal of approval on that plan. Now, the one thing I did find out new about Stan on this trip, though, that before back in the day you had a band and the whole thing. And
yeah.
Because you're always singing in the kitchen while you're cooking and stuff. And I didn't even think about, like, hey, this guy's got skills. I just figured this was another natural talent.
Yeah, we had a Superstars.
What was the name of the band?
Soul Key Superstars.
The what?
Soul Key Superstars.
The Soul Key.
Salt Key.
Oh, Salt Key Superstars. And they toured the Turks and Caicos back in the day, kind of thing?
We used to do a lot of stuff in Grand Turk.
Yeah? And play what kind of music? Island stuff?
Music, island stuff. Make our own songs and stuff like that.
Excellent. So when you come on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, when Stan's cooking up some stuff, say, hey, Stan, belt me out a tune or two. You'd accommodate him, right?
If I got some music, I could do that.
Okay. Well, I would imagine when you're hanging out with a group of, scuba radio people or folks from Scuba Pro or a character like Vic, these are inspirational times to, to come up with good songs. You could write something about this wacky group.
Of course I can.
Yeah. Most of it we probably wouldn't be able to broadcast, I'm guessing. Is that right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Stan, always a pleasure. Thanks for the great food. And I can't, it won't be soon enough before we get back on the boat here and do this again.
Well, I'm not sure because...
You're not going to stay
unless
we're coming back?
Two more years.
You got two more years?
Yes.
And you may hang it up, huh?
I'm on pension now, so...
We'll see. So you got to get out here on the Turks boat and take advantage of Stan's food while you can. I mean, he may not be here next time.
But
we'll have to wait and see.
I'll come back if they want me to come back as a...
When Scuba Radio comes on board, we may have to make a special request.
I will be here.
Okay, there you go. Stan the Man. He is the cook. He is the man behind the madness of the food they have on board.
I will come back.
Yeah, okay, there you go. I'll tell you, he is a main, big, big draw. You know, the diving obviously is amazing, but when you meet folks, like the passengers on the boat is one thing, but people like Stan, you see these familiar faces, and then the bonuses, the food is just absolutely great. And I'm not kidding about the 6 pound souvenir there. What's that?
He's a bonus.
Vic, you like Vic.
I love
him. And the laughing yoga, did you take advantage of that?
He's great.
Yeah. You know, Vic, this is his first live aboard experience. So you spoiled him rotten. You know that.
He's great at it, too.
It's downhill from here. I mean, it's kind of like you started in Mount Everest there, Vic, and now you're going to have a tough time trying to eclipse this little adventure you had. And you know, one of the things we found out about Vic early on in the in the week that I didn't know, you heard that before you got here they had a lot of wall diving, And he asked me on like day two, he goes, yeah, we got here, we've been doing all these dives, and now I finally understand what they mean by the wall, because you had said, like, how the hell do they install a wall in the ocean or something? Is that what you were thinking?
Absolutely. When we learned diving, and it has, we are very new to diving.
Right.
And they don't teach you this on any course, what is a wall.
Right.
So we went on our first dive trip, and our dive master told us that go down and we'll come to a wall. But myself and my wife, we couldn't find any wall because we were looking for a physical wall underwater.
Right. Where's the signs? Where's the bricks? Whatever it's made out of. Yeah.
And it was during election years, so we thought there is something to it, that there's going to be a wall. And
well, they just haven't built it yet. But he caught up with the rest of the class here during the week, which is a bonus, right? You learn stuff, you become a better diver, you have a great experience. That's what it's all about, right, Vic?
And it has been truly a very educational trip here with yourself, with Renee from Scuba Pro. It has been, we believe we are 10 times better diver than we were at the beginning of the
week. Well, there you go. It's a Christmas miracle.
Hallelujah.
Yes, there you go. Christmas in the Caribbean with Explorer Ventures, Scuba Pro, Scuba Radio. It just doesn't get much better than that, my friends. Next time, you ought to be here with us. But till then, I'll have to leave you with this. Remember, it is always better. Where, guys?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.